motherfucker!
Chippers! Get it, Chippers! Chippers! I want Chippers!
All right. We're back in the studio.
Up top. There we go.
Oh, there we go. There we go. I love it. Yeah, so why don't we start out with the brand new album by friend of the show, Pink Breath of Heaven.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, we can play a few songs and talk about it and then get into the rest of the show.
That sounds really good. So we haven't done a live show in a minute. Mm-hmm. So just to let people know, this isn't a rerun. It's May 4th, I believe. Yeah, May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
And we're here doing a show. We're really excited about it. We've got some friends listening in.
Yeah, we do.
We're splitting up the show today where we're listening to Pink Breath of Heaven, friend of the show. And then additionally, we've got, I got a playlist that I've brought that's very synth heavy. I don't know what it was.
It's the synth.
I was like, you know what? I just want to listen to synth.
You were thinking of the synths. Yes.
Maybe. All right. Well, let's get into it. Okay. It's a moody show today for sure.
All right.
We'll see you soon. Chee-pooch.
Chee-pooch.
Thank you.
That was some kind of record.
That's very nice.
I like it so far. I mean, I know some of the songs from playing the singles and then seeing
sure.
them.
Yes.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm like, I can't believe that's a band from San Francisco.
That's fantastic, yeah.
So, exciting times. And, you know, we're both thrilled at being back in the studio.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. So, it's really beautiful out, so it's good to be back on the air. And I hope that some of our friends are hanging out and listening to us and enjoying their time.
Yeah, and maybe they're even in the park enjoying this.
Not inviting us.
Yeah, not telling, or telling us about it, but we can't go because we're here. That happens.
Yeah, let's call it that.
I was invited to a baseball game that, you know, the May the 4th,
popular.
The
nice.
May the 4th be with you baseball game. But
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, they do May the 4th be with you at the Giants Stadium every year.
That's adorable. That sounds great.
And the, you know, the merch giveaways and whatnot.
Perf.
But I knew that we were going to be playing the new Pink Breath of Heaven album, Colors Make a Sound, and so I didn't want to miss out on that. I mean, such good times.
Absolutely. All right, so then are we ready to synth rock?
Well, we got like four more songs.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah,
we're in intermediate intermission over here, sorry.
Yeah, so what did you think? I mean,
it was lovely, you know, as always, so I really enjoyed it. And you, like you, we were talking a little bit about it while it was playing, that that they're true to the sound, true to root.
Yeah, exactly. Like the first single I heard was The Wind Is Calling, and I feel like every song is thematic with that first single,
mm-hmm.
which is great, because, you know, that I love that first single. It's like, yes, please, more of that. And doesn't have to be that way forever, but
right.
really
no,
like
course.
It.
I mean, like, of course it will likely evolve and change, but it's also nice to, like, see them still elaborating within that same genre and the same sound.
Indeed. And Pink Breath of Heaven will be playing as part of the Tenderloin Music Festival.
Ooh.
Yeah, the 16th, 17th, 18th, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
And, there are a bunch of bands playing, but Pink Breath of Heaven will be there, and do not miss them. They are great live.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a couple shows next week. Like Maldoror and I are going to see Death Cult at the Regency Ballroom, I think, or
cool.
is it the Warfield? I don't know. I can't remember. It's at the Regency, and I do not believe it's sold out. And that show is, I think it was $50. Maybe it was 45.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe it was 100.
Maybe you're a lady of leisure that doesn't know. I don't know what things cost.
Yeah, what do these things cost?
It's just a banana. How much can it be?
Yeah.
$10?
It's just toilet paper. How much could it cost? $30.
$30.
Yeah, I have feelings about that. But yes, the Death Cult was a permutation of the band The Cult. They started out as Southern Death Cult, then shortened it to Death Cult.
Mm-hmm.
They released an album as Southern Death Cult, then they released an album as Death Cult, and then they became The Cult.
Oh.
You know, Love Removal Machine, etc.
etc. All right.
Wildflower. it'll be interesting to see what those... I follow Billy Duffy on the internet, and it'll be interesting to see what they're doing live.
Right.
All right. Well, do you want to try to get back to the second half of
yes.
this beautiful record?
Let's do it.
And then we'll have more to talk about when we come back.
Yes. Cheap Hooch.
Cheap Hooch.
Thank you.
little Lee Scratch Perry in the background there. Well, that was a fun thing. My gosh, what a great record.
That was really fantastic.
Yeah, I actually have the vinyl copy showing up at some point in my near future.
Tell me it's a color vinyl.
I think it's like a pink iridescent
thing. It better be pink.
Yeah, it better be pink. And, you know, I just envision this like all in shoegaze set with that as a star.
I'm glad. It should work out nicely. My set's really, really, really moody.
Moody. Well, tell me about your set. Can you tell me a few things?
Yes, it is inspired. So the inspiration came from actually a band that our buddy Dusty introduced me to, Nancy.
Oh yeah, I like Nancy.
Nancy is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I like that.
And so there's this one song that I've been really obsessed with, and I mean, like, it's ridiculous. I've been playing it on loop for days. It's called Pleasure Pen, and it's I open with another song off of their, I think it's one of their recent albums, which is called English Leather, and which is like the title of the main song, English Leather. That is a better song objectively.
But you're obsessed with the
song. Obsessed with Pleasure Pen.
I feel that with songs. Like, I get it. Like, I had just have to hear it again and again and again and again.
Like the serotonin or whatever, the dopamine that it's like, you know, generating in my brain is just like never ending, and at some point it will end, because it happens. I get obsessed with songs like that every once in a while, and then Spotify reminds me at the end of the year, like, hey, remember when you listened to this song 1,000 times last year?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, Spotify, I do remember that.
I got that last year with Starburster by Fontaines D.C. Like, you listen to this song more than any other thing.
Shut up, Spotify. But like last year, okay, so the song of the year last year, let me look it up, is that I played the song, like, I don't know what it is, I just get so obsessed. The song of the year last year was a song called Plage Coquillage by Tao Mon Amour, Plage Coquillage. And it's just super sweet song, and it has, again, I have a thing about romantic synth.
Oh yeah,
like not too dark, but like light romantic synth to me is like, it's just, I just really like that shit.
Yeah,
and incidentally, that's what fucking Pleasure Pen has. So
the groovy early 60s use of synth. But you know what I really want to see happen? I want to see Nancy play a show with Cindy.
Oh, okay.
Because Cindy is a dream pop band from the Avenues that is here in San Francisco. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I've never heard of Cindy. She sounds great.
Yeah.
Cindy, they sound great.
Can you imagine a show with Cindy and Nancy?
The hardest bill to track down. Like every time I Google Cindy or Nancy, everything comes up. Everything.
Cindy and Nancy at the rickshaw
stop.
It's
so hard to find this dude's like records, because again, you type in like Nancy band and you're like Nancy Sinatra. God damn it.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
So specific. I'm like, I can't find shit. But anyway, so this band, Nancy, fantastic, right? So I've been pretty obsessed. And it has a very specific moodiness to it, right?
Mm-hmm. I like moody.
I like moody too. And so that's kind of like, and that's usually how I put together my playlist anyway. It's just there's one song that I'm particularly into, and then I just kind of, and it's a move. It's a mood. It's a vibe, as the kids would say.
It's a vibe. Yeah. And I got told that on Friday.
Yeah.
You're creating vibes.
That's great. Oh my God, that's hilarious. I saw some guy looking over your shoulder, like some like cute scenester boy. Like he looked really cool. He's looking over, he's like, what is that? I'm like, dude, it's suicidal tendencies. Okay. What are you looking over his shoulder like you never heard of this? Oh, I guess he might have not have. But admittedly, that's what I do. Like, I'll go walk up to a DJ and like, well, only ones that I know, not like strangers. Only DJs I know and love. And be like, what you playing there? I just jammed it, but nothing came up.
Yeah, I don't know this song, and my internet overlords won't show it to me.
So, right. So, based off of that that Nancy vibe, I put together this.
Cool.
Which, again, it turned out to be really heavy on the synth. So,
yeah.
And then it starts off moody, and then it gets a little bit more rocking towards the end. But that's the general sentiment.
I'm excited. I'm very excited about this.
Awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Should we? You know, let's do that, because I'm actually really into most of the music I put together. So
let's play it, and we can
let's
do a little
jump right in. Yeah,
yeah, and we can do a little foopy like at the break.
Yeah, and then I mean we can also take a look at some of the little marches we can go to. Because it's San Francisco and it's cheap hooch.
Thank you. Century works, and it was an instant success.
And it's very fortunate.